Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight we're talking about healing the terrorists within us all. And we're coming into our last two segments. And I guess without any callers tonight, you're just going to keep listening to what I have to say. Anyway, I was talking about the importance of rising to the occasion, doing what I believe spirit really is moving us to do, which is to live at a higher level, not one of hate, not one of destruction, not of judgment, not one of revenge, but one where we come together and we learn about one another and honor the differences as well as our similarities. And a lot of that has to start with moving into that space within ourselves. Most of the clients that come to me professionally for therapy are going into therapy because there's some level of fear blocking them from doing something that they're wanting to do, or somehow their life just isn't working. That's why most people end up in therapy, whether it's couples or individual or family counseling. And a lot of that, you know, has to do with self-esteem issues, poor communication skills. People are afraid to say what they're thinking or feeling or talk about and identifying their emotions. I had one client recently that has always dreamed of singing, and he was going to a retreat, and every year at this retreat they do what they call a untalent show, which is their way of letting people who really have always wanted to perform or do something just for the fun of it to do it without the expectation that they have to be great. But so many people are still afraid to get up. What are people going to think? You know, they're not going to sing well enough. They're not going to act well enough. That's the terrorist. I can't. I can't. You're not good enough. I'm not good enough. That's the internal terrorist I'm talking about. Well, this one particular client knew he was going, and for 3 years he's gone to this retreat, and 3 years he's left this retreat beating himself up and terrorizing himself even more because he didn't have the courage to get up there and just sing a song in front of the group. And what a friendlier place he could have picked to do it, because everybody is there doing this personal growth work, and it's a place where they would have honored him even if he couldn't even keep the notes. But he was afraid, and every year he'd leave there with that internal terrorist beating him up. You were chicken. You couldn't do it. See, I told you can't do it. You know, it's like all the stuff, and yet he'd seen other people get up there and do it. So we talked about it, and I told him about an experience I had many years ago of finally getting up and singing and just feeling amazing by it and actually winning a minor talent show locally in West Palm Beach at the time where I lived. And he was determined to do it. And you know what? He did it. And he called me the next day when he got home. And he was flying. One of the things I said to him, I said, as soon as you get up there, I said, first of all, as soon as you get there for the weekend, put your name on the list. Get it over with, because otherwise you're spending the entire weekend worrying about and fearing just getting your name on the list and making the commitment. As soon as you get there, put your name on the list for the talent show, which he did, which helped. Tell some friends that you're going to do it and get some support. And I said, when you get up there to sing, say that this is something you've been wanting to do and have been afraid to do for years, and that you're really nervous, but you're doing it. And he said, they applauded him just for saying that. That's how much support he got. And he sang, and he got a standing ovation. And it was like walking through his fear. It was like pushing the terrorists inside him aside who was saying, you can't do this. You can't feel this joy. You can't feel this freedom. You can't get up there and take that kind of risk. That's the internal terrorist I'm talking about. And it's lingered since. It's been well over a week now. He's still flying from it. And I said to him, one thing I said to him, because he's been dealing with issues around finding a boyfriend and all this other stuff, and I said, once you take the leap to do something like this, It will generalize. When you start doing things in one arena that make you feel good and start building confidence, it makes it easier to take risks in meeting people, men or women, for a relationship, or speaking up about getting a promotion or a raise, or going back to school. It's like once you start doing something, that quiets the terrorist mind, takes the power away from it, and empowers you through the joy that you feel from walking through the wall, walking through the fear. It's amazing how all of a sudden the terrorist starts losing power, losing strength. I have a friend, actually, who just got laid off from a job and is moving, and all this is going on, and the inner terrorist, he said, isn't active. He says he's going purely on faith right now, and he's at peace with the whole process. So we're going to come back in a few minutes for our final segment, so stay tuned, and think about what you've always wanted to do that your terrorist has kept you from doing. We'll be right back.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
The Meadows is a privately owned facility located in the foothills of the Sonoran Desert that offers treatment for a broad range of behavioral disorders, psychological conditions, and addictions, as well as compulsive behaviors such as eating disorders, love addiction, and codependency. Primary care at the Meadows treats the mind, body, and soul with a goal-oriented schedule customized to each patient's personal progress in recovery. Therapy options include work with a primary counselor, small group sessions, spirituality counseling, educational videos, recreational and art therapy, nutrition counseling, and community meetings. If you or someone in your family would like to free yourself from the pain of the past and move forward to a more enriching life, please contact The Meadows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-800-MEADOWS or visit them online at www.themeadows.org. That's 1-800-MEADOWS, where recovery becomes reality. The Low Carb Mall wants to help you achieve great health and weight loss through low carb living. With every passing year, more and more low carb products have entered the marketplace. The Low Carb Mall specializes in bringing them all together in one place, creating one-stop shopping convenience for the low-carb advocates' dietary and information needs with a fabulous selection of over 700 products for the Atkins diet, including appetizing muffins, tortillas, delicious brownies, ice cream, chocolates, and more. While you're there, grab a quick bite at the deli or ask one of the knowledgeable staff about their information selection so you can find out what foods will be best for you. For more information about the Low Carb Mall, phone 1-877-6-LOW-CARB or go to www.lowcarbmall.com. That's 1-877-6-LOW-CARB or www.lowcarbmall.com. You can also visit one of their three valley locations in Tempe, Mesa, or Glendale. The Low Carb Mall, your sugar-free market and cafe.
I'm Tim Paulson, co-host of Good Vibrations, a new thought-provoking hour on Hot Talk 1100 every Saturday afternoon at 3. On Good Vibrations, we'll interview today's top writers, bringing you inspired views on life, success, and relationships. Good Vibrations can help you to achieve your goals and perhaps feel a little lighter and happier along the way. Join us for Good Vibrations every Saturday afternoon at 3, right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
You're listening to Arizona's Hot Talk Station, offering the most unique programming, 1100 KFNX.